This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
It's NAIDOC week and this year's theme is For Our Elders, honouring the role elders play in First Nations communities. Yamati Noongar Elder Auntie Rhonda Collard-Spratt has illustrated and co-written a new children's book and it's called Old Nana Quokka, Caring for Country, and she joins us now to talk about it. Auntie Rhonda, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. Hello to you and all the listeners.
And first of all, happy NAIDOC week. I'm really excited about this book, the fact that it's, I mean, I love, absolutely love quokkas. I think they are the most adorable animals, but also in the title you've got Caring for Country as well. What is the book about?
Well, it's about passing on the message to everyone that we need to stop and take stock of what we're doing to our sacred Mother Earth. Like the quokka, we made her the lead character in this story, and she's a spokesperson. She speaks up for the land and for all the animals that are suffering by the hands of human beings. And it's an ancient message too, because as Aboriginal people, we always cared for the land and the animals as well.
I mean, I just think of the quokka as such a wonderful symbol, isn't it? Because they're so friendly, yet they're also so fragile as well in terms of their ecosystem over there.
That's so true. You know, they used to be on the mainland, but they're only found on Rottnest Island now, and so that's why we must stop and see what we're doing as human beings through our greed. We want to chop down trees and destroy habitat. And a lot of our native animals are on the endangered. They're very endangered. So I think we need to pull back a bit because we need our animals to share this world with us. It's not just for human beings.
That's right. I feel like there's also, you know, we almost have a custodian role, don't we, to play in terms of looking after the animals and the earth.
That's right. We are the traditional custodians of our land. Because the land owns us, we don't own it. And we need to care for her. If we care for her, she will care for us. But she gives us all we need, like the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat.
Auntie Rhonda, Auntie Rhonda, you've got such a remarkable life story. How much of your story have you put into the book?
Well, it's a reflection of my life and Jackie Farrow's life, and with our friendship, we've got a wonderful friendship, and I've mixed in her world into, I call them white spaces, and she's come into Aboriginal spaces, like on reservations. So it's about, like the last book we wrote was Bobtail's Friend, From the Desert to the Sea, about friendships. So it has a lot of reflection of me in it, and the main character, Old Nana Quokka, is based around one of my grandfather's sisters who used to come into the mission and do the laundry. And through her, I got to know who I was and my family by name. So it's a new way of keeping our culture alive, of writing them in books that all can share.
We're chatting with Auntie Rhonda Collard-Spratt about the new book, Old Nana Quokka. Auntie Rhonda, this year's NAIDOC theme is For Our Elders. What does that mean to you?
Well, that means, you know, as elders, because we live this every day of our life. We pass on the knowledge through our life experiences and through learning off the elders who have gone before us. So we are the keepers of knowledge, of language, of stories, of dances and songs. And we need to pass it on to our new generation so that they can be strong in who they are as Aboriginal people and to know that they have a place in this society. And it's awesome to see the joy and the fun that we bring to the children when we go to libraries and to schools. And it's a learning for all of us to take care of each other, to take care of this planet and the animals and the waterways, because this is the only home we have.
It's so important. Auntie Rhonda, it's a beautiful message that's in the book. The book is called On Old Nana Quokka. Auntie Rhonda, thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive today.
Yeah, it's called Old Nana Quokka, Caring for Country. And if people want to buy our books, can I say where they can get it?
Yes.
It's on spiritofthedreaming.com, and we will sign it and post it to you. So thank you for your time and for your listeners.
So spiritofthedreaming.com. Thank you. That's
yes.
Auntie Rhonda Collett-Spratt, author of Old Nana Quokka, Caring for Country.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.